talking pool water recycling this hour, or on the House Hour. We actually have some more interesting new water-saving topics that we'll be covering on our Open Home Hour, which is our 10 o'clock hour, where we open the lines up to you, anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. And this is just one of those things that we love to see, a new way to better use and better recycle the water we have. You know, we talk about wasting water, but ultimately, you know, water's just recycled over and over and over and over and over, and it seeps into the water table, goes out to the ocean, evaporates back into the atmosphere, comes back. But, you know, those processes can take very long for it to regenerate. You could go through seasons where the snowpack is different and affects the waters in Lake Mead, like we're seeing right now, where we're at that tier zero ration back at that magic 1090 number, which I actually figured out why that was so significant. Because Las Vegas can only pump out to 1050 on their first intake. They're actually building another intake so they can pump if the tier ration ever hit the 875 mark. Because right now, their straw doesn't go that deep into the into the lake, so that's why that number's so critical. So, you know, it can take a very long time for those water resources to replenish, so why not find better ways to use the water we have? And you'd mentioned earlier that, and a lot of people would agree with you, there shouldn't even be pools in Arizona, but that's not going to magically make 600,000 pools evaporate.
No.
So let's find a better way to be responsible with the water that's in those reservoirs. Now, if I made the decision to, you know, to get my pool water recycled, and you said it's back to drinking water, how long, if I didn't use it for swimming purposes, how long could I have a 13,000-gallon reservoir of drinking water before just sitting there in the natural path of things and contaminants would make that not suitable?
In the desert heat, not very long.
I mean, a couple of weeks maybe at best.
And that's one good point also to bring up, that this process is for fair water. We don't do a green clean up through this system. We would have to come in. We do get phone calls saying, my pool's green, I can't manage the chemistry anymore, could you come fix it? And I said, well, this system runs at such high pressure, we cannot push organics through it or it'd blow up. So we have to go in there. We'll take essentially a portable pool equipment pad with a pump and a filtration system and try to clean that green out first.
Wow.
And then put our trailer on it and run it through that way. On our Instagram page, we just covered one of those a couple weeks ago where we brought it from green to clean and then ran the trailer on it.
Now, prior to you having this equipment, you've been in the pool service business.
Right.
Okay. So traditionally, if you came upon a pool that you had to recommend to the homeowner, we really need to drain this and start over. That's a winter project.
It is.
Right.
Yes.
You never want to drain a pool in the heat of summer.
It is highly advised not to.
Yeah.
There are ways to do it. It's just extremely water wasteful and extremely risky. You essentially have to set up a canopy of sprinklers to keep it wet, or roll the dice. Depends on if you're a gambler or not.
Okay, so now we get this giant RO filter equipment introduced, and now you can basically replace swimming pool water year-round.
Exactly. In fact, I prefer to do it in the warm because cold water is more dense. And so if we can run the system a little bit harder during the summer than I can in the cold water, it works all year round. Like I said, the cold water can be actually more aggressive than warm water. In the summertime, we fight algae. And in the wintertime, we fight aggressive nature where it can actually hurt the interior. And those interiors aren't cheap.
Right.
So this is a process that is literally a 365-day-a-year job. It can be done in the hot of the summer, the cold of the winter, and it's usually faster than a drain and refill. You come in to do a drain and refill, you're going to drain the pool for several hours, and it gets down to the bottom. And whether you're doing it yourself or whether you've got a pool service technician doing it for you, there's multiple trips involved. Then you got to fill it up. The bigger the pool, the longer it takes. You might be filling 24 hours, 48 hours, and we're usually in and out in a matter of a 24-hour period or less.
And there's a lot of homeowners that will subscribe to a pool service during the high-maintenance months of the summer. But come October, come Halloween, they tell the pool service, I won't need to see you till March.
Right.
And the homeowner basically ignores the pool.
They do.
For 5 months.
They do. I hate to say that, but we do see that. It's just the way it is. And honestly, it's just, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Well, and in the colder water, it stays clearer, and you think it's okay.
And we don't shut pools down here. You get to the East Coast, they're actually winterizing the pools. They're putting them in park mode for the whole winter.
Yeah.
We don't do that here.
How do they do that without freezing it? Because that frozen, I could imagine, would break the plastering mold in some cases.
Well, they'll drop the water level down below the skimmer and put antifreeze in the pipes, similar to what you do in your cabins up north.
There's a good way to be responsible with your water, just antifreeze it.
Exactly. And so then they'll adjust the chemistry, this saturation index that talks about how whether a pool is aggressive or scaling, you will end up kind of adopting chemistry for the winter so that you can park it.
Interesting.
I got
one more reason
I'm
glad I'm not in the Northwest.
I got to know what this costs. We'll talk cost of this when we get back.
And if you'd like to jump on the line, 1-888-767-4348.